Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 633 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a good question today all the way from India, and that's from Sen Young. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks is awesome, one of my favorite companies. I mentioned them here many times on the podcast. And so if you aren't yet involved with FreshBooks, you got to check them out because they make invoicing, they make getting paid online very, very easy if you're billing anybody. Plus, they just manage your finances and your books so that you don't have to worry about all that stuff. There's automated expense tracking. Your clients can pay you online. You can send very professional looking invoices. It literally takes less than 30 seconds. So if you want to check it out, I highly recommend it. You can check it out for 30 days for free, actually, if you go to freshbooks.com/askpat. Again, freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks so much, and here's today's question from Sen Yong.
Hi, Mr. Pat. I'm Sen Yong from Rajasthan, India. I want to develop a website for the preparation of state exams in India. My state, Rajasthan, has India's largest population, which means the higher hopes for the business. I want to put objective questions and answers for the students according to different categories like GK, Science, Mental Aptitude, History and Indian Culture. My question is that, to survive first, how many visitors required average monthly on website to get advertisement approx $4,000 by the Google per month? Thanks.
Hey, Sen Yong, thank you so much for the question. I love sites that are about exams. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. As you might know, I created one back in 2008. It's still doing very well, and people are willing to pay some money for exam material because they want to pass the exam. It's a big pain. It's very obvious what the solution is. That's why I think it's a very, very, very good solution. So for those of you out there who are looking for business solutions, that might be something to consider. Have you taken a test recently, or do you know anybody taking a test that is just struggling? Perhaps you could provide that solution for them. So, Sen Yong, to answer your question, you know, it's interesting because you're asking about $4,000 USD per month in advertising support from Google and wondering how much traffic you need for that. You're going to need a significant amount of traffic for that. It depends on, of course, the click-through rates and all that stuff, because what I assume you're wondering is, you know, if you want to make money off of AdSense, which is a way to add advertising automatically from Google, which is great. I used and continue to use Google AdWords or AdSense, but honestly, I wouldn't even worry about that. What you need to worry about is creating your own products. If you are creating materials for people who have this pain and you can provide that solution to them, why would you want to fork over money and share some of that money with advertisers? You can keep all that money to yourself and you can do a lot better job of keeping people within your brand instead of sending them off elsewhere. And so you actually wouldn't need even half or a quarter of the amount of traffic that you would need amount to the same amount of money that you would need if you wanted to just make money through advertising. I think you need to be confident in the fact that you might know exactly what it takes to pass these exams and that content, that those products is worth something. And you want to validate this. You definitely want to validate it. What I would do is I would create some sort of free guide or free. Actually, here's what I would do. I would create a question and answer test. I would create a practice exam. You know, of 10 questions, just 10 questions. Make them really good. Make it really interesting. Make the answers that you mentioned at the end very high value, where you're actually teaching people at the same time, and see if you can get that in the hands of people wanting to take this test. If you can't do that, then there's an issue. Then there's some sort of disconnect, and you don't even have to worry about building a website yet or advertising or any of that stuff, because this is something that people who are taking an exam really, really want. And if you can't get this for free in front of them, then there's a problem. But in all likelihood, you will be able to build an email list by gaining interest for this. So create a landing page for it, give it away for free, collect people's email addresses, and then by then, you're going to have all these contacts that you can then ask to purchase a product that you might have coming out. Even if it's not yet available, you can use the tools and resources and the advice in my book, Will It Fly, which you can all find in willitflybook.com, to actually get paid ahead of time for this and actually work with them to create exactly whatever it is they need, a course, a book, study guide, practice exams, or all of the above to help them pass that exam in the way that they want to. And it'll make them feel special because they're working with you early as they're creating the as you're creating the product. And then when you go and launch live, you can make a lot more money. So if you want to make $4,000 a month, break it down. So that would be, for example, how many dollars a day? So let's do the math. $4,000 divided by 30, it's about $133 a day. If you have a product that is, $49, $49 book to pass an exam, you'd only need to sell about 3 copies a day to be able to do that. And maybe you sell only one copy of a book that's $99. That would not amount to $4,000, but it would get to $3,000. So, you know, work backwards from that goal is my point here. And you'll see that you actually have a lot to that it's not too far out of reach. So $4,000 a month, how much is your product going to be? How many hands do you need to get it into? And just, again, make sure that you test and validate that this is something people want. Create that free practice exam, and you could do really well with it. My buddy Cornelius from the PM exam stuff, I mention him a lot because he was the one who inspired me to create my exam site for Green Exam Academy for the lead exam. He had built a huge email list by giving away practice exam questions and then turning those people into customers, and you could do the exact same thing too. So, Sanyog, thank you so much for the question today. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. Thank you again also to FreshBooks, making it really easy for me and everybody else out there, 3 million other small businesses using this tool to manage our expenses, our income, our invoicing. So check it out for free for 30 days by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote, a great quote today from Fast Company, great magazine. If you get bored with social media, it's because you are trying to get more value than you create. Thanks, guys. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.